Hey, Roros, do you ever call up Royally Obsessed on Alexa?
It's one of the easiest ways to listen to the pod. You can hear our latest episode every week there, thanks to Amazon Music, which has a full catalog of podcasts, including Royally Obsessed.
All you have to do is say, Alexa, play Royally Obsessed on Amazon Music. Oh no, mine is listening to me say that right at this moment.
A royal reminder, new episodes drop every Thursday. Tune in on Amazon Music. Now, on to the show.
Hear ye, hear ye. Please rise for their majesties of Royally Obsessed, the podcast for all things royals.
Stand by! Three cheers for Her Majesty the Queen!
Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Royally Obsessed. I'm Lisa Ryan.
And I'm Caitlin Menza.
And we're covering the latest news and gossip to come out of Buckingham Palace. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Royally Obsessed Podcast. And join our Facebook group under Royally Obsessed. And of course, we're on iTunes, so please subscribe, rate the show 5 stars.
5 stars, please.
Like, leave us a very, very nice, polite comment and all that stuff. But anyway, today's show is really special because we are joined by the founder of Mega Babe and the 12-ish style, Katie Sterino.
Yay, our Hi. First ever guest.
Oh, this is very exciting. Hi, yeah, guys.
We are thrilled Hi. To have you here.
Thank you so much for joining us. And for making us feel very popular.
Yeah, we feel great.
We have a friend.
Yeah, besides Meghan Markle.
Oh, yeah, of course, besides her.
In our brains. So, of course, Katie's also joining us for the royal refreshment.
And now it's time for the weekly royal cocktail.
Which this week is a simple one. It is iced tea and Pimm's.
Of course, Pimm's.
Of course, Pimm's is back. After a week of champagne celebrating the royal baby, we are back with the Pimm's and iced tea because, you know, it's really springtime now. Mm-hmm. So this is our spring drink.
And it's already poured because I think we're trying to avoid a giant mess like previous weeks where I've spilled everywhere.
Well, and it's a tradition.
We're trying to impress you, Katie. We yes. just want you to like us.
Yes, yes, our pre-mixed cocktail. And we're discussing this week in royal history. So this is an easy one this week. It is William and Kate's anniversary.
Wow.
Yeah, 7 years.
Can you believe it?
Yeah, I can because it feels like a while since I woke up at 5 a.m. to force.
I feel like it was yesterday.
My roommates to watch it.
Ugh.
So much time has passed. I feel like we've been on this journey with them. We're part of this marriage.
Yeah.
You know, do you remember the wedding day? Like, I woke yes. up super early too.
Yeah. yeah.
I remember waiting patiently for like a glimpse of Kate. And then she finally gets in the car with her dad and we see her driving down the street and everyone just wants to see what the dress looks like, but we're not quite sure yet. And we see the lace. We don't really see anything else.
And we were still like, who's the designer? Who's the designer? And then, yeah, we saw the little peek of Sarah Burton leaving the hotel. And, yeah, it was fun. And you still couldn't get a full grasp of it until she was completely out of the car. And then you saw Pippa with her little butt dress as she adjusted the train and everything. Mm-hmm. That was beautiful.
And I recently have been watching all of these videos of the wedding just because I follow a number of Kate Middleton fan accounts, as Caitlin knows. I've been DMing her account.
Well, you're dressed like Kate Middleton right now.
Thank you.
It's the highest
I
of
thought
compliments.
That was the like the aim was to like wear royal clothes.
No, but the aim was to wear a clean dress as I've not done laundry in quite some time. But
yes.
I appreciate it. And thank you so much.
The highest of compliments.
Truly, truly. But as I've been watching all these small little videos made by Kate Middleton fans, not even from like the BBC or something, where they're just like compiling these video shots of Kate. And so I saw the one where she walks out of the car and she kind of stands there and like waves. And I got glimpses of Charlotte because, you know, Charlotte last week,
of course,
she did that wave.
Yes.
And so I just saw it. I'm like, wow, Charlotte also knows how to wave like mother, like daughter.
It's genetic. It's amazing.
And I couldn't help but wonder, sorry, Sex and the City.
Yes.
Couldn't help but wonder like what must have been running through Kate's mind, because like how terrifying.
Yeah.
2 billion people were watching. You're walking through your wedding. Everybody, all the foreign dignitaries and Victoria Beckham are around you. And like it just feels like it's not even their wedding. It's just kind of like a giant ceremony for the rest of the world.
Yeah, which it was, which I appreciate.
I said thank you for this. I appreciate this.
Thank you for this gift.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe it's been 7 years. But in a sweet little Instagram, the Cambridge couple posted over the weekend, Kensington Palace's Instagram posted a picture of them. Something, a shot I actually don't remember, but it was them leaving in a convertible and it said "just wed" as the license plate. And it had cans tied to the back. Mm-hmm. And I, it's so rare that you see them being even slightly normal humans that it was a really sweet moment for me.
I'm pretty sure that Harry did that.
He would.
Because when I was reading about Camilla and Charles's wedding and how Harry and William decorated the car, yeah. I think I read that Harry helped decorate the car for yeah. William and Kate as well.
He, as our, you know, as the neighborhood rascal, he would be the one to tie the cans to the car. So course. I really like that idea. Yeah,
so cute. It just happened to be like a car that was worth like all of, more than all of our college tuitions combined.
That's yeah. that's true.
Now, yeah. are you guys Camilla fans, or are you like, where have you landed on Camilla?
Our feelings are very complex, but I am tentatively fond of her now.
Oh.
Yeah. So,
I don't forgive her, and I never will.
Lisa hates cheating.
Yes.
I also hate cheating.
That's good.
Yeah.
So I mean, I theoretically. Oh, I guess
you love cheating, then.
No, Caitlin's just cheating all over the place. Yeah. Probably cheating right now.
Because I don't tell my boyfriend who's listening. But no, I like people who fight for love. I think they were always meant to be together.
I do agree with you after seeing the Netflix documentary about Diana, when Diana in her own words, did you mm-hmm. see this yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you saw this. You have a podcast called Royally Obsessed, where she, but she was so clever, and I don't mean to derail us quickly, but she, like, actually, when she, I found out she leaked that information to the, for the book, yeah. it was her, yeah. she was the source. I was like,
Princess Diana.
Brilliant. Yeah. Yeah, but you're right. I think Camilla and Charles were fighting for love.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's tough. I wouldn't advise it. I think it was probably really tough on the boys.
Yeah.
But you know, they're together now. They're married now.
Right.
They're in their 70s. Like,
right.
Just let it happen. They've been trying to get together since they were in high school.
Right.
Yeah, it's fine. And so, like, in that same vein, it's really nice that Kate and William, college sweethearts, never had to be separated, and then
yeah.
cheat on their significant others.
Well, they did that 1 year.
They did
the break year.
Yeah.
They had the little tiny breakup where she went out in hot pants.
Yep.
Which, to me, there's so many little things that make me love Kate Middleton, but that was a fine moment where she's like, okay, break up with me.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Or don't propose to me. We'll see what happens. And then she goes out in hot pants to clubs.
Yep.
And was also photographed, like, buying industrial-sized cases of Cheetos. Like, I... first of all, that really happened. And she's wearing, like, Uggs, buying Cheetos, because it was 2008. But I... Yeah, I'm grateful for that, Kate Middleton. I remember her now, even though she's a married lady with piles of children.
Yeah, the third one, who just arrived last week, we finally know his name.
Yeah, so when we recorded last week, the baby had arrived, but he didn't have a name, and they really made us wait.
And we have to reveal the name.
Yes.
We need, like, some drum roll. I guess it could be, like, Pim's ice roll.
Yeah, ice swirl.
Do you want to do the honors?
Yes, it's Louis Alexander Charles.
No.
Did I mess it up?
Yeah. Arthur.
Oh, Arthur.
Okay, sorry.
Wow, that's just pure denial. Okay, the baby boy Cambridge's official name is Prince Louis Arthur Charles.
Yay.
So we got Arthur, which was all we wanted here at Royally Obsessed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we really were pulling for Arthur.
We really like the nickname Artie, so we wanted him to be Prince Artie. Like, how cute.
So cute. Yeah. And also a rascal.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just us, to be fair. Like, Arthur was the number one pick, according to all those, like, royals bookies who hang out at the hospital like creeps. Like, the top picks were Arthur, Albert, Edward, Philip, and James. So Louis wasn't even in the top five.
Can we get serious? Maybe it shouldn't have been.
You know, it's not my favorite. Yeah. I'm really trying.
When you read it for the first time, did you say Louis?
I did. I was like, Prince Louis.
I was like, who, Louis? I was like, where?
I just saw Angels in America, which was a beautiful play. But one of the characters was Louis. I'm like, oh, of course, just like my life, because I just saw this play. So they're just trying to, like, copy
following
me.
You.
Yeah. They're like, Lisa classic. Saw this play.
Classic. No, I in my workplace, we did an article of, is it Louis or Louis? And that was a very popular article on the internet that day
because nobody actually knew. Yeah.
Yeah.
But one of the Kate Middleton fan accounts that I follow, Caitlin sent this to me. So the young girl who runs it, I'm not sure how old she was. I've been following these accounts for years, so I've like followed them through their like young early high school years through like early university.
Yeah, we follow 15-year-olds who have basically fanfic accounts on Instagram for the royals.
It's very true. And like
it's all my sister follows. I look at her Instagram feed and it's just Kate Middleton pictures, just one after the other.
Yeah, it's so great. But in the video they were like, how do you pronounce Louis? And so they showed a clip of Kate saying William's full name, which I can't remember because it has about 25 names.
Yes.
But one of the names in it is like William, I think it's like Arthur, Lisa, Caitlin, Katie, Ben. It's Louis. And so you hear Kate saying Louis.
Yeah. It was very, it was a great tie-in for this 15-year-old living in New Zealand or wherever she is to say,
she might be in her
here 20s. Is Kate Middleton saying Louis, like officially, this is Louis. So yeah, it's not my favorite. It sounds a little French. It sounds a little like
it's a
cartoon.
Little too French, right? Like what are they trying to say?
I don't know.
Maybe, do you think it's because of Brexit?
Perhaps.
They're trying to be like, hey, Europe. We still like you.
We still like France. We still want open trade. Please don't hate us. But whatever. Again, Kate Middleton, you just pushed out a third child after months and months of debilitating nausea. So I don't mean to upset you with my negativity.
And then I'm
negativity.
Sure we won't see her again until the royal wedding of Meghan Markle and Prince Harry.
Right.
Which we need to do a quick little royal wedding update.
Yes, please.
And now, a royal wedding update.
It's coming soon. Like
it's really coming. It's May this week, and the countdown. It really feels like okay, it's here now. It's happening.
Like we did it. We don't really have like that many updates this week. There hasn't been a lot of stuff, but basically, we've learned that Prince William is going to be the best man, which we already knew, but like they finally confirmed it. And he said he's going to get revenge, and revenge is going to be sweet because I guess Harry gave like kind of a token rascal speech at the wedding, the private wedding reception that we weren't invited to, very rudely.
We'll never know.
Yeah, but like I don't know, that wasn't any news to me. And then also there's still so much speculation about Meghan Markle's maid of honor, and now people are saying maybe it's not going to be Jessica Mulrooney, who is a Canadian stylist who's been her best friend for like the last several years. Now they're saying it's going to be her college best friend.
What about, why doesn't she pick the person, Misha Nunu? Didn't she introduce them? Why
she's never confirmed that Misha Nunu
did the
introduction. It was Violet.
Violet, who works for Ralph Lauren, introduced them.
No.
Yes. So Violet, who is good friends with Prince Harry, whose father is like best friends with Prince Charles, whose last name I will never learn. She works for Ralph Lauren, and she was working with Meghan in London in July 2016. I don't remember what year it is right now, but she introduced them because she was like, oh, you're this beautiful successful actress who's very smart, and I have a friend who is struggling to meet a nice lady.
Okay, all right, she doesn't have a friend, she has Prince Harry. That's like not like, let me set you up with my buddy. Like that's like,
I'm
do you want to win the whole world.
I'm completely with you.
Yeah. That's the story we're being sold, and the story I blindly believe.
I don't buy it. It just.
Do you think there's like a Royal Raya, like a super secret dating app where he was on it and that's how they met, and then it's just all a lie?
It feels like something more along those lines than a casual friend setup.
I similarly struggle with that narrative. I know it's true. That's what they've said. And I believe that it is hard for him to meet a normal girl. He can't.
What about Chelsea Davies? She was so fun.
Oh my God. I'm so happy you brought up Chelsea Davies. I loved her as well.
I love her too. Do you follow her on Instagram?
No. What?
Yes.
I'll do it right now.
She has an Instagram and it's public.
What?
It's truly amazing.
What is she doing?
She goes on vacation.
This is why I like Chelsea Davies.
She's cool.
She's hungover.
Mm-hmm.
She she has like a powder rim on her nose.
Yeah.
And she is like, she's ready to party. I like
her.
She was a
down chick.
Yeah. And today for an article for The Cut, I found Princess Beatrice's like private Instagram that I could not get into, but I saw that Chelsea Davies followed her. So that's how I know it's real.
Amazing. Oh, wow. I love that they're still biffs. That's really lovely.
This is hot goss.
I mean, we're royally obsessed. What can we say?
Wow. That's what we try. What are you doing for the royal wedding?
I'm looking up Chelsea Davies' Instagram right now.
Cressida Bonas, his other ex-girlfriend, also has an Instagram. And she and Chelsea follow each other.
No.
And they like each other's posts. Wait. And sometimes they'll put, like, heart emojis. No. I'm not kidding.
Wait, who's his other ex-girlfriend?
Cressida Bonas.
She's a model.
And well,
she wore scrunchies. That was her thing.
They were together for like two and a half years.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was she blonde?
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Everyone before Megan was blonde. God.
Yeah.
That's because he wasn't allowed to marry a blonde.
Do you think so?
Who? I mean, Diana was blonde. That didn't go well, right? Yeah. And then,
I just think like it made them sort of interchangeable, bimbo-y, which is unfortunate to me as a narrative, as a feminist. I don't really like that all the ones who came before were like blonde bimbo types, except Chelsea D because she was cool.
Can you just give Chelsea's Instagram handle a shout out? What is it?
I think it's Chelsea Davy, C H E L S Y D A V Y. Is that right? I just spelled her name. I assume it's correct.
I'm just so glad we know that.
She's
now.
Wait, she spells it C H E
L S Y.
That's not normal.
Well, so Chelsea Davy is fascinating because she grew up in Zimbabwe.
Oh, yes. She's so cool.
Yeah, so she grew up in Zimbabwe. She went to university in the UK. She went to law school. She was a lawyer for a while. Like, the reason why she didn't get married to Prince Harry is because she didn't want to. Yeah. She had the option.
She's 13,000 followers,
including me.
That's it? Because she should be doing more.
I guess she's going to get more. You're welcome, Chelsea.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm about to be friends with Chelsea Davy if she'll have me.
Okay, well, like, listen, though. Yeah. We have you here to be Chelsea Davy's number one fan. Yeah.
Well, apparently I am. This podcast should be called Chelsea Davy. Obsessed. Where'd you go? Yeah.
That will be our spinoff. I'm so glad we're on the same page about that. So tell us about, we have you here as our fashion expert to talk about Meghan Markle's style.
Great.
But you do so much more than talk about Meghan Markle's style. You actually recreate it. So can you tell us a bit about your project of recreating celebrity outfits?
Yeah. So I do something called supersize the look. So I take a celebrity outfit and I just make it bigger. And excellent. There are people who have come at me and been like, what? Like, this is inappropriate, like supersize. That's like negative. But it's not. It's just poking fun at the fact that like most celebrities are like a size nothing. Mm-hmm. And it makes, quote unquote, the rest of us feel like we can't wear what they're wearing.
Yes.
So I'm just here to show women that they can pull off a lot of people's different styles. And also celebrities have stylists. They have trainers. They have a team of people making them look good. So why don't we just take the direction that they've given us and not try to you can take inspiration from them and you can pull it off at any size. Now Meghan Markle is funny because I've been doing this for about 3 years. And Meghan Markle's supersize the looks have gone totally viral. Mm-hmm. I have gotten so much press from them. Especially overseas. It's been very interesting. But like her style is not that revolutionary.
No.
In fact,
oh my gosh.
Dun, dun, dun.
So while I think she has really digestible style, which makes it easy for people to replicate, I think there's a difference between Kate Middleton's style, which is classic and aspirational, to Meghan Markle's style, which is confused at the moment.
Oh, interesting. Actually, I agree with you.
Yes. I think she is trying to remain kind of like L.A., like casual, like modern, fresh style while also being appropriate. And the merging of those two things is kind of just creating a nothing.
Do you think that her striped dress the other day is kind of the perfect example of it?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Can you describe that look? Because I'm not fashion-y.
Yeah, she had an off-white linen vertical, stripes that go up and down are vertical.
Yeah.
vertical striped dress. And I think the shoes had a strap on the ankle, if I am remembering. And then she had a jacket thrown over her shoulders. And it was just like, it was the kind of look you would wear to like a Hamptons Day event.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't special. And I'm like, you have been photographed 7 times and this is it. This is where we are with number 7. Like, this is all we can pull out. Same thing with the green dress she just wore with another blazer.
Yeah.
You thought you were having me on here to talk about how much I love her style. But I am here to tell you that it's easy to recreate. But I'm very confused about the jackets.
Yeah, as difficult, as painful as it is for me personally to hear Meghan Markle criticized in any way.
Thank you for saying how I feel.
I am grateful to hear it because sometimes I just think, I mean, that sort of sailor dress that you were describing, mm-hmm. that was a misfire for me as well. Mm-hmm. Usually I'm just like, wow, she looks so pulled together. Everything looks like it fits, which I guess is not a very low bar.
That is a very low bar.
Can I tell you, I actually really liked that look. And then I wrote a post about how, like, she looks so great and so springy. And then I saw, like, some bloggers who I actually really respect, like, I think the Fug Girls mm-hmm. and Celeb Bitchy and Lainey Gossip, and they're all like, what? And then I was like, no, now I hate it.
Yeah, yeah, whoops. Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, ooh, gross. Ugh, what a
this
bad.
This is great. Okay, sorry. The viewer, the listeners cannot see, but there's an example. Meghan Markle wore a denim on denim, just a classic, like, skinny jean, a chambray shirt, and a camel coat over it, simple sunglasses and flats. And she looked chic. She looked easy and chic and effortless.
There's even a little bra showing.
Yeah. That was like, that's the kind of rebellious stuff I'm looking for. I'm not looking for like a Coachella black hat to show up at a memorial.
Yeah.
And it looks amazing on you as well. It's a look that you recreated. And how were you able to do it? Like, did you pull that from your own closet or did you have to go and get stuff?
I went and got stuff. The coat is from a collection that I did this fall with a line called Eloquy. And then Good American Jeans. Have you guys tried those yet?
No.
Are they the Khloe Kardashian ones?
They are. Yes. I know.
She would know.
And they go up to a size 22, 26. That's can't right. remember. But they're great. And I really like the fit. And then, of course, I showed everyone my bra, too. If she was doing it, I was going to do it.
It's a great bra.
I actually think you really need it because otherwise the look is so covered up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't want to be like, too Canadian tuxedo, even though I know that she was in Toronto when that was taken.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you? Yeah. You're from Toronto.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Okay.
You're like, are you picking that up?
When I'm just like, Toronto, Toronto, Toronto.
Okay. And this is, we're looking now at another look that Katie recreated. And I'm so glad you did because of all her looks, this one wasn't that it was my least favorite. It's that I thought it was the hardest to wear for anyone who's not a size zero.
Really? This look?
Because I just thought it would be so unflattering. So to describe the look, this was one of Meghan's first appearances, maybe back in December, January. And she wore a black, sort of like a mock turtleneck, maybe tucked into a khaki skirt, like khaki colored skirt. And it's not full length. It's maybe midi length. Yep. But then it sort of has a tulip hem and then scrunchy black suede boots. So here are all the things that me as a like a size 6'8" person would fear. That khaki skirt is a nightmare.
Oh, really?
I think it's a nightmare
because
I just
it goes on. It like is figure like sorry, it fits like right around her hips. You can see the entire outline, and then it kind of jets out,
and then it gets even wider. Mm. Like it fits. It's at. It sort of ends at her little waist, and she has a little skinny black belt to show off her waist. Mm. But then the skirt just gets wider and wider and wider, and you don't even have like an ankle to break up how wide it looks.
That's
so
true.
Me, I would fear how like stumpy that would make me look. But you recreated it beautifully.
Her
so
hair is so shiny, though.
It is so shiny.
I mean, she's perfect. I know that she just... Her hair is really like shiny. Crazy about her style, but she's perfect.
I know. That's fine. And I'll just... And this... For me, I love a bodysuit. I think bodysuits are flattering on
pretty much...
Oh,
that's what you use?
Yeah, pretty much anyone.
Excellent.
You can kind of see my hot pink bra in the flash. That is good, blown up on the screen.
Your hair looks amazing in this picture as well.
Yes. Thank you, everyone.
Wait, so hold on. We're just describing all these looks, but for people that are listening, where can they see them?
The 12ish style, that's my Instagram, and if you go to the hashtag supersize the look, excellent. Then you can see everything I've ever done, including not Meghan Markle.
Okay, so I recommend everybody like go look that up on their phones while we're describing these things, so like it makes a little bit more sense in that context.
Yes. So I found this to be my, before the sailor suit thing from last week, this was my least favorite look of hers. Do you disagree? I just feel like it's like almost
this
like
is
what you wear to the office.
In eighth grade.
Yeah.
To like a concert? I don't know. I just, this look specifically for me was very hard because it was so boring.
Yeah, there's no jewelry or anything to break up the black top. It's just like a black turtleneck with no necklace, no...
It's not even like Ralph Lauren'd up. Like, even Harry has some pizzazz. He's got like his blue and his like blue shoes and his black and he his shirt's unbuttoned. He's got a bracelet on. I don't...
He's hot.
But I mean, he is outstyling her by like 100 in this photo.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so not my favorite.
Right.
Not my favorite.
Oh, I love this one.
So, of course, Katie recreated. So Meghan Markle wears some beautiful coats. We sort of got her.
So many coats.
Power coats. That's so what it's many referred coats. To.
Yeah. She
power
was coats. Introduced on the international stage in the winter. So she wears a different coat almost every time she goes outside.
Yeah.
It's a very expensive experiment for you. But you recreated. This is her famous. It's J. Crew, right?
This is the J. Crew coat that sold out in minutes after she wore it.
Yeah.
I liked this because it goes up to a size 22. So it's pretty inclusive. It is sold out until the fall, the specific J. Crew coat, which also goes to show that Meghan Markle is going to be selling product for, for companies. Mm-hmm. I like that it's an American designer or American brand. But the look at the end of the day is pretty boring.
Yeah.
Does it mean I'm boring that I like it?
No,
or maybe
it doesn't.
I just really like J. Crew. So I'm like, oh my God, J. Crew, no way.
You know, it doesn't mean you're boring. It's just my personal style is like I'm wearing like a caftan and big giant earrings. Mm-hmm. And it's like I think I'm in like Saint-Tropez, but I'm just like on Canal Street. So I think for me, this is pretty hard to wear in a day in my day to day life. But for a photo, it's great. And the reason that these are so popular is because this is. People love this style. It's classic and it's digestible and it's like, I can wear that.
Yeah. I also think it's pretty chic and sort of Frenchy, you know?
Like you Louis.
Think like Louis, like Prince Louis. Louis. Like I just think it is very simple, but it's that thing that you tell yourself, if I were rich and had access to a tailor, these are the kind of pants I would wear and my, you know, my shirts would be perfect and everything would fit in just the specific sort of
way. I hear
way,
you. In your you know? Clean, easy chic, your Gwyneth, like, apparel. Yeah. Brunello Cucinelli, whatever the brand is. It's, like, all oatmeal. But I think she could do better.
Okay.
Who's paying for these clothes?
So we've discussed this in the past.
Yes. Oh. So until she gets married and gets access to some of Prince Charles' money,
yeah.
She is paying for it out of her own pocket.
Okay.
She has a net worth of about $5 million.
Yes.
And then she's also probably getting help from Prince Harry, who has a net worth of about $25 million, and then also, like, the crown.
Yeah.
I have to step back from the mic. I'm vomiting. I'm sorry. That is what this is. She has her own net worth of $5 million plus the brand. Any brand in the entire world will give her whatever she wants. And this is what she's choosing.
So here's my question.
Are you thinking about that?
Here's my question to you. So she can wear.
I'm like, I don't know.
She can wear. She has access to any designer and any item that she wants. And she guarantees business to whomever
exactly.
she wears. But she does have rules in terms of,
yes.
well, not official. It's not ordained by God, but sort of.
Or is it?
She is.
Queen Elizabeth.
The queen does run the Church of England. But I guess what I'm asking is how stylish or how different can she be within the boundaries of her station that she's been given?
I'm here with you on this. And I understand that you have to be thoughtful about your clothing choices. And I know that she just, oh no, I don't want to jump ahead here, but.
No, please.
I know she violated some rules by wearing a Hugo Boss. I sound like a mob person. I was like, Hugo Boss. A Hugo Boss outfit she wore to, I think it was a memorial service a few days ago.
Oh, yeah.
Was it the gray dress?
It was the patterned dress that she wore to the, I forgot his, I think it's the Stephen Lawrence memorial.
Yeah,
it was sleeveless with like a little bit of a neckline that dipped. And so people thought it was inappropriate to wear a sleeveless dress.
Oh, I thought you meant because of Nazis.
No, that is what I meant.
Oh, okay.
I meant the Nazis.
Oh, I just thought it was because she was at a funeral.
She wore a Hugo Boss.
And it was gray, not black.
And to this funeral and Hugo Boss and the Nazis and the whole thing. And
what's
people
the
were
connection
like.
With Hugo Boss
they made Nazi uniforms, I guess.
Wow.
What? Well, shouldn't we all be having some questions?
Well, that's my.
Yeah.
Why is she?
Well,
the
BMW.
Sole?
I mean, a lot of brands were involved in things that they shouldn't have been.
Not that I'm going to minimize Nazis ever.
No.
But here I find myself saying, I didn't realize that about Hugo Boss.
Right.
Not to say that Meghan Markle should do her homework about who she wears. That's basically her entire occupation at the moment. But
no, literally.
I didn't realize that she should have to shoulder the whole heritage of Hugo Boss.
She does. Yeah. No, she does.
Well,
that's why, for me, I'm being a little thoughtful. I'm, like, strategically being like, you know what? I'm wearing Ralph Lauren to this because this is, like, an American designer. And I'm going to wear, like, I'm being strategic if I'm her.
Okay. Did you think that the sleevelessness was inappropriate at a funeral? or it's really a memorial. He died many years ago.
Well, it seemed, did she toss a jacket over that, or was she
not that time? Event? No.
Yes, it's inappropriate.
Interesting. Okay,
Katie, what would you dress Meghan Markle in if you could put her in anything?
Now I don't know if there are rules around any certain Italian designers that I am into, but I feel like she would really benefit from some Valentino.
Oh.
Yeah. And there's a lot of, and I don't know if Dolce & Gabbana is controversial because of their opinions about, like,
they hate gay people these days, despite being gay.
But, like, yeah, probably the royals do too, so who cares?
That's true.
Right? So I feel like some Dolce, just some clean, easy, solids, like black, fine. Okay. I don't need you in all black all the time. It's not a funeral. I'm just saying, except for when it is a funeral, and then you should wear sleeves, memorial.
Not something associated with the Nazis.
And not a Nazi dress. So for me, I would like some clean, easy black, white.
Okay.
And she wore that green print, but like if you're going to wear a print, wear a better print.
I actually liked that one, but
I'm so sorry. this whole podcast is just me insulting your choice.
No. It's okay. Yeah. It's okay. This is why you're here. You have to educate us because we might be basic. We might be basic.
I don't think I'm basic. I don't like Starbucks. I think their coffee is bad.
I don't think you're basic at all.
Thank you. That means so much to me.
I just think, like, you might think that my, you know, outfit is stupid.
No, I love it. You're wearing a beautiful pink dress that I can't describe because I don't know fashion stuff.
But it's a print. I think it's just, if I could just raise her up a bit and put her in something else.
How do you think she could take her sort of basic style, her very simple basics, literal basics, not basic in the terms of the millennial trend word, how could she take her simpler clothes and make them slightly more interesting? Is it jewelry? Like, what do you want to see?
It's accessories. I don't know how much fun she's allowed to have with accessories. Here's the thing. I don't know how much fun she's allowed to have, but she's not really following the rules right now, and she's not really killing it, which is bringing us back to our earlier point of her style is neither here nor there. It's like not following the rules, and she doesn't look good.
What would be your dream for her? Like, when if she comes up with a style,
why can't she be in a Chanel suit?
Oh,
right, with like a button down that's open with like a little bra exposed.
Especially since they're trying to reach the French, apparently.
Right, if they're trying to send messages, like just put on a Chanel suit, camel shoes. Beautiful.
The shoes. I'm so glad you mentioned shoes.
They're yellow.
The shoes are very depressing coming out of Kensington Palace. I mean, Meghan's Meghan's much better at this, I think, than Kate. Kate Middleton wears beige suede pumps every time she leaves the house.
So do I. But yes, I feel like Meghan's shoes are sexy.
Yeah.
And that's like where she's showing her sexiness is around her ankle, which is very British. Actually,
that's true.
Think about it.
I've never been sexy in my ankles.
Oh yeah, no, she can't do cleavage, and she can't do like lower back or anything like that.
Just like sexy ankles.
Just look at that. I mean, she has very slim little ankles.
She has. Maybe that's my high of the week is her ankles, and my low of the week. Just kidding. But I really, are you seeing her in the suit?
Yeah,
I could see it.
She wore a suit, an Alexander McQueen suit, to one of her first events with Harry. One of her first evening events.
Right.
And it was a very simple black jacket, black pants.
Almost like a tuxedo.
Yeah. Sort of menswear but look. She looks really good in a suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe because she was on Suits?
I mean.
Well, she didn't wear suits in Suits. She wore like
funny.
Pencil skirt. Yeah, that was really funny. Sorry. I didn't even notice your joke. I was like, excuse me, let me explain this.
You're like, actually, that was not her wardrobe on the show.
Yes, I actually do. I'm sorry.
Yes, she wore a lot of pencil skirts on that
show. I've seen about 3 minutes of the show Suits where she's in it, and she gave a line that I actually thought was really clever for business.
Which is?
She was like on a headset, and she was like, when are we going to have the product in? And they were like, Wednesday. And then she was like, great, tell them it'll be on Friday. Make them happy and deliver it early. And I was like, that's actually really good advice, Meghan.
That is good advice.
Right?
Give the clients what they don't even realize they want yet.
All right. So on that really wonderful, excellent note, I think we're gonna kind of wrap this up. Let's go to our Royal Highs and Lows of the week.
It's time for the Royal Highs and Lows.
I think my royal high is going to be
It was a quiet week. I understand if you struggle.
Yeah, I'd say my royal high is like the confirmation that William is going to be the best man and that he's going to take revenge.
Yes.
I love a good sibling revenge.
My high was finally getting a name for baby boy Cambridge, even if it's not the name that I really wanted. And Arthur's involved, so he can choose to be Artie, by if that's the nickname he has his mates call him when he gets to high school eventually.
And Katie, what's your high?
I'm excited that I have another outfit to copy.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's been out a lot.
Yeah. That's big news for me. Yeah.
And my low is that his name is Louis.
Yeah, my low is also that his name is Louis.
My low is that we have no details on Meghan Markle's bridal party, and we probably won't for a while, if ever, until the morning of May 19th at dawn. That's fine. I can wait. I'm very patient.
So before we adjourn the royal pod, just a few personal plugs. You can follow me, Lisa, on Twitter at Lisa Raya, which is Lisa Ryan without an N, and read my writing at The Cut.
Yes, and you can follow me, Caitlin, at Hey K Menz, HEYKMENZ, and see my writing at CaitlinMenza.com. And a plug for Katie, please. Where can readers, listeners find you?
You can find me at the 12-ish style. That is the actual numbers, 1 and 2, yes. On Instagram, and Megababe, which is my line of women's comfort products.
I love that.
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Yes.
Thank you guys.
And for everybody else, please follow us on Instagram at Royally Obsessed Podcast. Join our Facebook group under Royally Obsessed. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes. Can't stress that enough. I would love for you all to do that.
Someone else besides my mom, please.
Yes, please. Other than our mom. And until next week, God save the pod.
Her Majesties of Royally Obsessed have retired for this episode. God save the pod. And if you fancy the podcast, give Royally Obsessed the royal rating of 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Instagram at Royally Obsessed Podcast and join our Facebook group, Royally Obsessed. Royally Obsessed is a Gallery Podcast production.